not given a lot of thought to what your parents did, what their lives were like before you were born. Most of us get pretty bored every time our parents pull out the scrapbook and look at old photos. But for Judy Bolton Fassman, her parents were a mystery for most of her life, and it was one she was determined to solve. As a child in Hartford, Connecticut in the 1960s and 70s, Judy witnessed their constant arguments. Her accountant father and Cuban-born mother were a mismatched pair. He was much older than she and graduated from Yale, while she immigrated from Cuba following the Castro takeover. So how did they get together? Also, why was her father so reluctant to talk about his past? As an adult, Judy Bolton Fassman went looking for answers from family friends, filing Freedom of Information requests, even consulting psychics. And she writes about that journey in her new book, Asylum, A Memoir of Family Secrets. She joins us now to talk about it. Judy Bolton Fassman, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
The story begins in a way that I really wanted to ask you about this. Because your dad had given you a large packet of papers as his health was failing. And then I guess he changed his mind and asked you to burn them. And you did.
I did. It was actually a letter that he sent. And I think I did it because I knew his health was failing at that point. And I was afraid that it was a suicide note. And I was actually afraid to read it.
Oh, I see.
Fast forward to 30 years, and as I started thinking about his story and thinking about how this memoir was going to turn, I thought that maybe I had burned information that I probably should not have.
Okay, so you began to ask yourself questions about your family's past. Can you give us an inkling of why? What were the things that sort of made you suspicious that there might be secrets?
I can actually pinpoint the moment when I started to get very suspicious. I was working on a collection of short stories. The collection, which is unpublished, was called The 90 Day Wonder. And my father was a 90 Day Wonder during the Second World War. He was fast-tracked to become an officer in the Navy. And I wrote in that story, the title story, The 90 Day Wonder, of his time in Colombia, he does not speak of it. Those were really the first stirrings of asylum, I think. And I always had my suspicions, and he always deflected. He was never a character in his own stories. He only talked about other people. So I think building up to that, I realized that he was probably hiding something.
And just to keep our listeners up to date with us, a 90-day wonder is a term used for someone who gets commissioned as an officer in one branch of the armed services after only 90 days of training, which is a very short period of time. So
exactly.
How did you start looking into this? Because it sounds from the book like he did a pretty good job of obscuring the past.
Oh, he absolutely did. Actually, I remember the moment I was in Israel with a friend and I was bemoaning all, you know, these years of work that I was doing on this book. And she said, you have to go find people. You have to start being Judy Bolton, girl detective, and find people who knew your father back in the day. And that's what I did. As you know, if you read the book, Judy Bolton, girl detective, is actually a fictional detective who had a series of her own books in the 1940s. And that is something that always amused me because I realized that I had shared the same name with her when I was as young as 6 or 7 years old.
So we'll talk a bit about your mom, of course, but let's stick with your dad because he really had a lot of secrets, and many of them related to Latin America. It took you some time to sort of follow these threads to get to the right place. Can you tell us a little bit about this clue finding that led you to Latin America?
As I said, I was Judy Bolton, girl detective, even at a young age, and I was a bit nosy, and I would go into his bureau, and I found pictures of him labeled Guatemala 1952, the black and white scalloped edge photographs. And so I knew he had been in Guatemala, and he had talked about it a bit. You know, he would just talk about how much he enjoyed the people when he traveled there. And I knew that he had a best friend whom he went to go and visit a lot in Guatemala. So really, that best friend was the clue that unearthed everything for me. I went and located him and had extensive conversations with him, and he told me about my dad's past and his past. And then I started looking back and putting things together that one summer, an exchange student from Guatemala came to visit us and spent a lot of time with our family. And my brother and sister and I figured that she must have been my dad's daughter. We can't conclusively prove that, but looking back at the way he looked at her and acted around her, we're fairly certain that she was his daughter and she's our half-sister.
Talking carefully here, because the thing about this book is it's just a series of revelations, and I'm trying not to spoil it as much as possible.
I hear you.
So we won't go into what your dad was doing in Guatemala and why he was there for such an extended period of time, but let's move on. You went to Cuba to track down some of your mother's past as well, because that was also somewhat of a mystery. Can you tell us what you found out?
Well, the first thing I found out was that she did not live in a grand house in Havana. It was a small apartment on the second floor, and the neighborhood that she lived in was not the posh, regal neighborhood that she had described to me throughout my childhood. My mother also fabricated that she attended the University of Havana. When I was in Cuba, I was wandering around the University of Havana, and I happened to meet up with a student who said, you know, he would show me around. And I said, you know, my mom went here, and she majored in social work. And he said, Señora, there is no school of social work at the University of Havana.
One of the things in this book that you begin to appreciate as you read it is how passionate you must be about this, because it was a lot of work to find out what you did. And it left me wondering what was driving you. In other words, what did you get out of it?
I think it gave me some closure, because everything was just sort of a gaping mystery when I was a kid. And you have to remember, I also grew up with a mom whose country was under lockdown and we could never go to it. I mean, I remember friends whose moms were born in England or France, you know, in school, and they went every summer to go visit their families. Cuba was completely closed off to us. Growing up with that, I think that drove me a lot to find out secrets and to find out where I came from and who I was.
Does it change your feelings towards your parents, what you know now?
No, really, everything I learned about them was really almost like a thrilling confirmation for me. Of course, my father wasn't going to talk about his past. He had to keep secrets, not just for himself, but for others. And my mother was very colorful, very emotional, very dramatic. And of course, she invented stories to kind of keep herself afloat emotionally. It all made sense to me.
Judy Bolton Fassman's book is Asylum, A Memoir of Family Secrets. Judy, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.